When it comes to good, even great places to scuba dive, a lot of people immediately think of the waters of the Caribbean or Mexico. A lot of amazing underwater life there and gentle, warm water. But there's a hearty group of scuba divers who point to Michigan as one of the best places to dive. Amber Eisler is a dive instructor at Capital City Scuba in Lansing. Amber, of course, there's the obvious water temperature, but apart from that, what are the differences between diving in the Caribbean and diving in the Great Lakes?
The biggest differences besides water temperature are probably the equipment that you need to dive in the Great Lakes. Those dives that you can wear a real thin wetsuit or even no suit in some Caribbean areas really require a lot of thermal protection in the Great Lakes.
I've gathered that if you're diving in, St. Martin, you're looking at coral, you're looking at fish, but Michigan's got these great shipwrecks, right?
Correct. The shipwrecks that are in the Great Lakes, a lot of them are over 150 years old, and they're really well preserved because of the fresh, cold water. In other locations, you would have a lot of deterioration that happens in the ocean because of the creatures that live in there in the warm water. They don't stay like they do in the Great Lakes.
Give us an idea, Amber. What's it like to dive around one? What does it look like when you come up upon it?
My favorite view on a shipwreck is to actually swim out away from the wreck a little bit at the bow, and then you can actually get that view of what that ship would look like coming at you. They're really phenomenal wrecks. A lot of them look like you could patch up the hole and sail them away still.
What do you think about it as you're swimming around and you're looking at these wrecks and thinking about what was going on? What are your thoughts?
Each wreck has a different story, and so you can kind of look for features on that wreck that you know are special or look for that collision site. There are really unique features on some of the wrecks, like a wreck that we were on 2 weeks ago, the Eber Ward. It has hand carts inside of it that they used to load and unload the ship. So those are really cool to see. Each wreck is, like I said, different depending on what type of wreck it is.
And I would guess this is probably the most perfect time of the year to be doing this.
Yeah, our season's usually from beginning of June to early September. It's been cold this year because of the winter. The waters really haven't warmed up that much from top to bottom, which is a bummer because you don't get that nice warm water on the way back up. But it's definitely prime diving season, and you know, we have a lot of people from our area that go on trips with us several times a year.
Amber Eisler is a dive instructor at Capital City Scuba in Lansing. Amber, thanks for talking with us. Happy diving.
Thank you.